Without even thinking, she turned to Kovac and pressed her face into his shoulder. Without even thinking, he put his arms around her and held her and stroked her hair and told her everything would be all right. Whether it would be or not didn't matter. What mattered was that someone strong was there to take the weight for a few moments. Sniffing, wiping the tears from her face with her hands, Carrie stepped back. All I ever seem to do is cry in front of you, she said. Kovac handed her a napkin from the plate with the donuts. That's okay. At least you have a good reason, unlike my first wife who just burst into tears at the sight of me. She managed a laugh as she curled into the corner of the couch where Lucy was sleeping. No, she didn't. Kovac sat down directly across from her on the big leather ottoman that served as seating and coffee table and leaned his elbows on his knees. Have you heard from David? He asked. No, I haven't. Kovac shook his head. Carrie held up a hand. Let's not. That the man with whom she had spent a decade of her life sharing intimacy, having a child, couldn't bring himself to call her and ask after her. What was there to say about that? I'm sorry he turned out to be what he is, Kovac said. Me too. Lucy stirred and sat up, blinking and rubbing at her big blue eyes. She looked directly at Kovac, imperious, as if she was offended by his presence. Hello, Princess Lucy, he said. I'm not a princess anymore, she announced, clearly unhappy at her fallen status. Why aren't you a princess? Kovac asked. You look like a princess to me. She shook her head and cuddled against her mother. Carrie stroked her hair. Say hello to Detective Kovac, sweetie. Be polite. Lucy looked up at him from under her lowered brow. Hello, Detective Sam. Hello. He had that look again, like he half thought the child would leap out and bite him. How come you're not a princess anymore?
Because?
Lucy looked away. Did something happen, and you decided not to be a princess anymore?
Lucy nodded and tucked herself tighter against Carrie.
I got afraid,
she said in the tiniest of voices. You got afraid, Kovac repeated, as serious as if he were interviewing a witness. It's okay to be afraid. Your mom gets afraid. I get afraid.
You get afraid?
Lucy asked, looking dubious. She thought about it and finally pronounced,
Then you're not a princess either.
Well, no, I'm not.
We're pretending we're having a sleepover, Lucy told him. You can stay with us if you want.
Kovac hid his laugh behind his hand. No, I can't, he said. But thanks for asking. I really should be going. I just came over to check up on you and your mom, and to bring you some donuts. Lucy caught sight of the plate and lit up.
Donuts!
One, Carrie instructed. She unfolded herself from the couch and followed Kovac back out to the hall.
Thank you, Sam, she said quietly. For coming over, for the donuts, for everything.
Kovac shrugged into his coat.
All in a daze.
No. Above and beyond.
You've got my numbers, he said. If you need me, call me. I'll be here before you can hang up the phone.
Carrie nodded. He turned toward the door and started to open it.
And what if I don't need you? She asked. Can I call you anyway?
Kovac blushed a little, looked everywhere but at her, struggled to fight off a smile.
Yeah, he said at last. Like I said, I'll be here before you can hang up the phone.